out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. This is one of the three songs on the Bartholomew Smoke on the 1955 recording, Nika's Tempo by G.G. Grice. The small group section of the record, there's some large group stuff on there too, but the small group part has Art Blakey, Percy Heath, Bartholomew Smoke, G.G. Grice, and they play Break's Sake, which we just looked at, and this tune, Gallop's Gallop, and then Shuffle Boil. Those are the three Monk songs on there. So this one with the pick. It's 10th position. I'm grabbing a bass note too. Had the open D there, or you could get it with the thumb, either way. B flat. It's like a 2-5. Ninth position, eighth position, fourth position, fifth position. Now, if you really want to do that, it's really an octave. I think on the recording, maybe I just grabbed the lower note, like a nice to, it's a little harder to, it's hard to get. Almost. Like that. Okay, D flat minor over B flat. Seventh, it could grab the chord there. It's a little gnarly. And after that, A flat, there's like a, it kind of goes back to a B flat half diminished. I like to maybe just grab this tritone in the bass, which then kind of resolves up to the, or because you've got this kind of descending chromatic 2-5 thing, B minor, E flat, B minor, E7, B flat minor, E flat 7. Grabbing the third root and third of the E, ninth to the flat nine. So the first A section, let me get that cleaner. First two A sections, they're both the same. And then so the bridge just goes to the four chord, basically. Back to this chord, B flat minor over B flat. Augmented kind of thing. But the melody goes up to this E flat, but it also has, you could get the D flat by going, putting it up here. 11th position playing D flat, E flat together. Because I want to get this sound. But also have the melody be the E flat, so. So the bridge is I think I'm putting that turn in there. I don't think it's really in the tune, but I like it. So A section is the same up until that spot, because normally it goes that whole thing, but here it goes, this is 11th position, kind of like round midnight, but so. Those are whole steps. You kind of think of this kind of motion again, but this time with kind of putting the whole step between the seventh and the flat seventh and the root. to this whole step that's in the E-flat 7. Fourth position. This last chord is an A-flat, E-flat muted string. A-flat, E-flat mute. D, G, A-flat. So the whole head slowly. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. But in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here, guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.